This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and once again, here we are with health information, hopefully news you can use to improve your life, extend your longevity. You can call us at 888-302-3684. We welcome your call anytime this hour or next. We also welcome, although this is our second week, a new audience on a new affiliate, WVNJ, out of New York, New Jersey. Welcome aboard. Thanks for listening. That's AM 1160 out of northern New Jersey, covering the New York, New Jersey area. 888-302-3684 is our number, and we'll be taking calls momentarily. We've got lots to talk about this weekend, so stay with us. And there's been some bad news on the health front that I'll share with you. There's some things that are happening that are not exactly encouraging, and this also comes the very same week that we discovered that the economic horizons of Americans are shrinking. It used to be that you could pretty much count on the fact that you're going to do better than your parents. This is especially true of the descendants of my generation, the baby boomer generation, because we were descendants of the World War II crew, people who'd lived through the Depression and the privation and scarcity of the Depression followed by World War II, and the 1950s and 60s were boom years that we were born into, and it was pretty likely that we were going to get better educational opportunities, better job opportunities, and better income horizons than our parents. Well, that we sort of flipped the script, according to statistics that came out this week that suggest that just over half of Americans now do better than their parents. An increasing number of Americans are on the decline. And when it comes to health statistics, well, there's some bad news as well this week. Life expectancy in the U.S. drops for the first time in decades, according to a new report. They say here in the story, one of the fundamental ways that scientists measure the well-being of a nation is tracking the rate at which its citizens die and how long they can be expected to live. And we've just seen a progression, an upward curve going, you know, on and on indefinitely, more and more people surviving into their 90s and increasing numbers of centenarians. But the bad news is that there has been a drop in overall life expectancy for the first time since 1993. Why is 1993 important? Well, that was the peak of the AIDS epidemic, and that put a dent in life expectancy. So many, especially young men, but also some young women, succumbed before we came up with better AIDS drugs. So in 1993, we saw a decline in life expectancy. But once again, and even though AIDS is virtually controlled, we're seeing a decline in life expectancy. According to Philip Morgan, who's a demographer. He studies populations at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He says, this is a big deal. There's not a better indicator of well-being than life expectancy. The fact that it's leveling off in the U.S. is a striking finding. Specifically, what they found is that the overall death rate increased from 725 per 100,000 to 733 per 100,000. And that's not a lot. But it was enough to cause the overall life expectancy to fall slightly. And what it translates to is maybe just a few months lessening of life for each average American. And so what in the heck is going on? Well, you know, is our healthcare system, is our healthcare system rising to meet the challenges of modern diseases? Well, more and more we're coming up with expensive cures, but less and less are we coping with the modern epidemics of obesity and metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes. We're seeing more and more kids becoming diabetic, we're not making a big dent in some of these lifestyle diseases that are actually poorly treated with medication and with high-tech medical interventions. And it also could be sheer economics and the social structure of America. The rich get richer, yeah, and increasingly get involved in healthy programs, paleo diets and exercise and yoga and stress reduction. But the poor folks experiencing more and more stress, living in food deserts, not being access, being able to have the education and wherewithal to access healthier lifestyle choices. So Alzheimer's disease, a big problem looming on the horizon, because we estimate that tens of millions of baby boomers who are part of a demographic bulge that is now aging well into Social Security years may be vastly increasing the burden of medical costs in our country due to dementia, which may strike many in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. And so this is an alarming trend, and one of the reasons why we do this program is to stem the tide of disease. We're not doing a good enough job, according to the latest statistics. 888-302-3684 is our number. And let's talk to Roger in Westbury, New York. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I have a quick question. My PSA is creeping up. It was 1.4 a couple of years ago, then 1.8 last year, and this last month it was 2.4. Now, two questions. One is, I think you once had on a show that you didn't recommend PSA testing because if you get a high number, then it leads to unnecessary biopsies and so on. And my second question is, I think it's prostatitis, and what would you recommend if, in fact, it is prostatitis?
Okay. So, you know, this is a big question here. First of all, the horse is out of the barn with you. You've already had your PSA tested. It turns out that, according to some, a reasonable way to go about dealing with PSA is to get a PSA around 50, and if it's super low, don't worry about your PSA for a long time. There's a huge controversy about PSA. Is, you know, annual PSAs are the good way to prevent death, not just to detect prostate cancer, because the prostate cancers that we may detect, the very early prostate cancers that we may detect, may be the prostate cancers that kill men when they're 116, an age that they're not likely to attain. And then they get aggressive treatment, and they worry about it, and they experience urinary and sexual problems and a decline in overall mojo that may lead them to die earlier of other causes. And then there are the cases of prostate cancer which are detected where it wouldn't have made any difference anyway because they're such aggressive prostate cancers that we no longer have methods of, we don't yet have methods of treating them properly. So there's some nihilists or denialists about PSA testing. And there's some people who say, yeah, you know, let's do the PSA because we may save some lives at least, so let's not give it up entirely. So your PSA of 2.4 is not that significant. How old are you, Roger?
I'll be 69 next month.
Okay, so from the standpoint of getting PSAs checked, you're a young man. If you told me, and you sound youthful on the phone, I'm 89 years old. I'm 89. I'd say don't worry about it because of, you know, even if it were to be prostate cancer, it's going to be a very slow growing indolent prostate cancer and you'll die of something else before that prostate cancer gets to you. Do you know what the statistics are on if you do autopsies on men in their 80s and 90s in terms of finding prostate
cancer?
I guess
it's about 90%.
Yeah, exactly. I think you've read the statistics, is that you'll find some if you look for it. And you know, looking for it is, you know, that's why they claim such great success on the prostate cancer front, is they're detecting it earlier and earlier. But to what end? To what end are we making a difference? So you suspect prostatitis. Do you have urinary discomfort? Do you have symptoms of prostatitis?
When I first start to urinate, there's a little bit of a burning sensation, and then it goes away as soon as the stream starts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you might be interested in a podcast that we just posted at drhoffman.com. Many of you listen to this program think, well, this is it. You know, the radio program, I catch an hour or two every weekend, and that's the sum total of intelligent medicine. We have podcasts, and they're published on a daily basis. They're at drhoffman.com. You can subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite podcast service. You can have them delivered to your desktop on a daily basis or via email. And this one is on pelvic pain and pelvic floor dysfunction. And it turns out that we've been barking up the wrong tree when it comes to prostatitis with men. Sometimes, in the minority of cases, prostatitis is about an infection and antibiotics work. But that's the exception rather than the rule. The rule is that you can use all the antibiotics that you want, and ultimately the problem is not resolved, and men are left with discomfort. And the discomfort is due to pelvic floor dysfunction. It can be properly diagnosed by urologists and physical therapists who are well-trained in this paradigm. And it can be treated with a form of physical therapy that actually helps to relax the sphincter muscles that control urination, and that, in fact, also control defecation. Some people have bowel problems related to the pelvic floor. Women have vulvodynia, which is vaginal and vulvar pain. Both sexes have urinary problems and especially constipation, predominant IBS, and pain and discomfort. And women have pain on intercourse. Both sexes have sexual problems. This is a significant problem that may affect tens of millions of Americans, and it's not properly treated with antibiotics or these urinary drugs that, you know, tend to tranquilize the bladder. It needs to be treated in a more fundamental way. So check out that podcast.
Website now. I put in pelvic pain. I got, it says four results, but only two things actually showed up. Proper diagnosis.
It's the Prendergast podcast. If you go to our podcast page, you'll see Stephanie Prendergast, who's has a master's in physical therapy, who did an excellent podcast on that subject. And she also wrote a book, I think, Understanding Pelvic Pain, which is the key to helping men like you out. So I'm not even going to tell you all the things to do to prevent prostate cancer. There's a whole bunch of things, but I'm thinking that's less the concern than maybe a pelvic floor disorder that's causing the discomfort. 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen. You remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal, or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist, You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684. If you want to get in on the conversation, you've got a question about medicine or health or nutrition, call us at 888-302-3684 this hour or next. And blood pressure, big problem. And mostly we have to resort to blood pressure medications, unfortunately, to control it. Most of these medications cause unacceptable side effects. There's no getting around it. So we're always looking for natural solutions to high blood pressure. And here's one of them. I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment, and it's the Zona Plus. And it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. What it is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use over several weeks can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more. To find out more, go to tryzona.com. That's tryzona, Z-O-N-A, tryzona.com, or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141, or tryzona.com. Let's talk to David in Iowa. How are you doing, David?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Doctor. Before I ask my question, I'd like to wish you a happy holiday season.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I've heard something last week on the radio. I've just got a brief tip on it, and it said something about a disease of the stomach, which was called, they named it gut killer. I thought that was kind of a pretty harsh, thing to say.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I think what you're referring to, David, is there's some, now, I mean, look, this is an old story because we've often talked about the yeast connection and Candida causing gastrointestinal problems literally can turn your gastrointestinal tract or your stomach into a distillery, you know, causing gas and bloating and making you feel toxic and even producing alcohol and toxic metabolites of fermentation, you know, making people have even brain fog symptoms, bodily aches and pains. So the yeast infection or the yeast connection has been around for a really long time. But lately what they've discovered is that in Crohn's disease, a type of fungus called Candida tropicalis, yeah, it's Candida, can be associated with higher risk of Crohn's disease. And this is something I've been doing for a while, as I've been checking patients for fungal overgrowth with gastrointestinal ailments, treating it, and many patients get better. So thanks for bringing up that useful angle. Yeah, the yeast connection, been around for a long time, but in a new incarnation with the discovery of the Candida tropicalis Crohn's disease connection. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. How far would you go to maintain healthy blood pressure? Would you eat 3 bowls of kale and spinach every day? Well, probably not. But lucky for you, you don't have to. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens from Human N, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Heart Greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. That's why it works so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Plus, receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after and see the change for yourself. Try Heart Greens. You'll love it. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit intelligentgreens.com. That's intelligentgreens.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend, and I hope you're doing something healthy on your own behalf this weekend. Well, you already got a good heads up on it because you're listening to this program. Let's take a call from Kelly in Los Angeles, my hometown. How you doing, Kelly?
Oh, I didn't know you were from L.A. originally.
That's yeah, awesome. Originally. Yeah. What part of L.A. are you from?
I'm on the west side.
The west side. Okay. Keep going. What
yeah,
town?
By Century City, Westwood. Close to Westwood.
Westwood. Okay. Well, I'm from Santa Monica.
Yeah. Wow. Look at that. We're neighbors.
I grew up on Santa Monica Boulevard. I mean, I'm sorry.
On
San Vicente Boulevard.
Oh, Brentwood area. That's beautiful.
No, actually, a little west of that. A little close, 10 blocks from the ocean. I used to put my flip-flops on, throw a towel over my shoulder, grab my transistor radio, and head off for the beach.
Wow. That's so amazing. Well, you got a different lifestyle now in New York, don't you?
Indeed. Yeah, I'm freezing. So what's your question?
My question today is, first of all, I want to tell you, I listen to you on TuneIn Radio, so I don't know if you know that's available for people, too.
Yes, yes. We failed to mention TuneIn Radio as an option, but you can. What do? You subscribe, right? You just click on the show, and then you get it delivered to your inbox, right? Cool.
It's a follow system.
Okay.
And then it just goes right into your app, and it's amazing.
Excellent.
Anyway, so my question to you is, I'm 48 years old, I have fibroids, and I was wondering if ozone therapy would work for it, including, I've heard that ozone therapy helps with HSV, too.
Mm-hmm. With herpes.
So I was wondering about that
with herpes
as well.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm going to dismiss ozone as an option for you, and I don't dismiss it lightly because I actually, back in the 80s and 90s, I investigated ozone pretty thoroughly, and I even took a fact-finding trip to Germany to go around and talk to some of the ozone practitioners there because it was actually much more of a wide open frontier for ozone in Europe than it was in the United States. At this time, I think ozone is making a comeback because I think they're not persecuting doctors as much, for doing this type of, illicit or, shall we say, unconventional therapy. I worked with patients with ozone in the 80s and 90s, and I have to say I was somewhat unimpressed, and I was also unimpressed with the science behind it. I mean, yeah, we use ozone to sterilize municipal water supplies, and some of the best swimming pools in the world are chemical-free because they use ozone to kill the bugs. But does that mean that introducing ozone into the bloodstream will kill off all the harmful bugs in your body? And will it zap cancer, and will it shrink fibroids? And I think, you know, and I keep looking for more research on ozone, and I just don't see it coming. There hasn't been that much in the way of properly done ozone research, except for maybe anecdotal reports that people are feeling great or doing well with ozone therapy. I may be giving it short shrift here, but I'm just not hearing it, and I'm not seeing it in the scientific literature. And when it comes to fibroids, I think there are better ways to address fibroids. Fibroids usually result from estrogen dominance. There's a whole, you know, set of rules for dealing with estrogen dominance. Of course, fortunately for you, at 48, it's less of a problem than it would be if you were 38, because fibroids tend to shrink around 50 as your periods wane. And maybe you can, through proper nutrition and the right kind of supplements, at least hold the fibroids at bay or make them shrink slightly before they shrink of their own accord when your estrogen supply diminishes. You know, short of that, there are better surgical techniques. There are even sort of tying off techniques where they tie off the uterine artery that shrinks the fibroids. There are a lot of ways to deal with fibroids that are less invasive than a total hysterectomy in the past. When it comes to herpes, herpes is a virus. And ozone is antiviral, but I think a better antiviral and a safer and better, sort of more tested and tried and true antiviral is high-dose intravenous vitamin C. But short of that, because that, you know, over time, I mean, herpes is a lifetime thing. What are you going to do, get intravenous vitamin C drips twice a week for the rest of your life? Probably not. There are things that support the immune system. AHCC or Empower is one of my favorite things for viral conditions. Also, Lithium orotate seems to be antiviral against herpes and helps keep herpes at bay. And I would use lysine as well. The amino acid lysine, along with a low arginine diet, seems to also be helpful for chronic herpes infections. So there's also, you know, other things, zinc and selenium and vitamin D and higher doses of oral vitamin C and, you know, perhaps some vitamin A that will help as part of an immune-supported program to keep, you know, the herpes is something that your body should control. A lot of people have herpes and they never have an attack because their body, their immune system keeps it in check. So that I would recommend to you in lieu of the ozone therapy. That's just a little extreme. That's like kind of, you know, that's like hitting a Swiss watch with a hammer. And sometimes it'll make it run, but other times it'll just break it. You know, it's very oxidizing therapy, and we're all over these antioxidants that we use to protect the body. And maybe ozone tips the balance in favor of free radicals. All right?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
And thanks for listening. And keep on listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoy them. All right. This is the first hour, so it couldn't be last hour. This hour, we talked about a natural strategy for dealing with blood pressure using the Zona Plus, a handheld device. Here's a nutritional therapy that should go hand in hand with the Zona. It's heart greens. Now, in the past, we've talked about red beets as a way of dealing with blood pressure because they generate nitric oxide. Well, some people just have an aversion to red beets. And it turns out that green leafy vegetables like kale and spinach also deliver high amounts of nitric oxide. But what are you going to do? You're going to eat three bowls of kale and spinach every day? Probably not. Well, lucky for you, you don't have to. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became easy and hassle-free. Introducing heart greens from Human N, a functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Heart greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. And that's why heart greens work so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. You can get a free canister of heart greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart greens even guarantees you'll love the taste, and I can vouch for that. It tastes great. Plus, receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after and see the change for yourself. Try Heart Greens. You'll love it. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit intelligentgreens.com. That's intelligentgreens.com. Okay. Let's talk about today's nutrient of the week, which is, drumroll please, phosphatidylserine, or PS. There's something cool about that name because PS means, at the end of a letter, means something I forgot, and I'm just going to append it at the end of the letter. Well, PS is good for memory. So I'm sharing with you a very good article on a website that I highly recommend. It's called selfhacked.com. Okay, it's like a hack, which is like a way of getting something done, a shortcut. Selfhacked.com is a great source of health and nutrition information. And I'll share this with you. It's 6 health benefits of phosphatidylserine, which include memory. There's some studies that show that it indeed increases memory in healthy adult volunteers without dementia, unlike ginkgo biloba, which doesn't seem to work that well in people who are normal. It may work better for people with circulatory problems in the brain, older individuals with vascular dementia. Phosphatidylserine may improve performance in people who are normal. It increased the speed of calculations done in short-term memory by 20% in a group of healthy adult volunteers in one study, and children with ADHD also saw an improvement in short-term memory after supplementing phosphatidylserine. Senior citizens who supplemented phosphatidylserine had a lower incidence of short-term memory complaints following supplementation, according to some studies. Phosphatidylserine also improves the stress response. We talk a lot about high cortisol in people who are subject to stress. We measure it via saliva test. And when people have high levels of cortisol, that may be causing them to retain weight or stay in a stressed out state. It can even have a brain shrinking effect. That's how stress can promote dementia. We give them phosphatidylserine. It turns out it can lower the release of cortisol, the hormone which is associated with many of the negative effects of stress. Phosphatidylserine may aid athletic performance. Well, exercise is beneficial, but can also cause a temporary increase in stress hormones. And one of the things that phosphatidylserine may do to support workouts, especially in high-end athletes, is to blunt the high levels of cortisol that develop with intensive training. Phosphatidylserine, as I said, helps relieve ADHD symptoms in children. Phosphatidylserine combined with DHA from fish oil, docosahexaenoic acid, helped improve the memory and behavioral symptoms of ADHD in children more than DHA alone. Phosphatidylserine helps prevent and treat Alzheimer's disease. Okay, we talk about memory in ordinary people. Well, it turns out that in Alzheimer's disease, there's an accumulation of amyloid beta in the brain. And studies have shown that phosphatidylserine prevents amyloid beta from accumulating, which could help prevent or slow the progression of Alzheimer's. Phosphatidylserine also improved glucose metabolism in brains affected by Alzheimer's. And finally, and I didn't know this, and thanks to selfhack.com, I now know it, phosphatidylserine helps aid recovery from injury, so it could be an important adjunct to surgery. There's evidence that phosphatidylserine may aid recovery from physical injury. It has an integral role in cell membranes, and it may aid in the formation of bones as well. So there may be a role that it could play, a supporting role, not a lead role in prevention of osteoporosis. So there you have it, phosphatidylserine, the nutrient of the week. 888-302-3684 is our number. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously, look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. This is an incredible story of a woman named Belle Gibson from Australia who ran a very, very successful blog and Instagram page, and in fact wrote a book for Penguin. The book is called The Whole Pantry. And what this young woman claimed, it turns out falsely, was that she had a stroke at work and was subsequently diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor in June of 2009. And it's a remarkable story. And this is, you can really sell books like crazy with a story like this. It's a cookbook by this woman, Belle Gibson, who claimed to have cured herself dietetically of terminal brain cancer. And she developed a mobile app, which was extremely successful, attracted tens of thousands of followers across the world. And it turns out that her claims were subsequently determined to have been entirely fraudulent. Penguin bought into this. They gave her a $130,000 advance. I wish that any of my books would get a $130,000 advance. The trouble is, my books are truthful. And, you know, talk about this era of fake news, right? Well, fake news pays. And Penguin did a terrible job fact-checking the book. And, in fact, they worked with Belle Gibson to deflect criticism of the book. They knew that investigative journalists would kind of drill down and push back on her claims because it sounds a little too good to be true. There was also the issue of how Belle Gibson claimed that she was going to give the proceeds of all these wonderful efforts to charity. According to federal court, where her case is being held in Australia, the 22-year-old made $420,000 over 2 years, but she only gave $10,000 of that money to charity. And here's one of her posts on, I guess it's Instagram. She writes, "It's unfortunate there is someone on my Instagram trying to discredit the natural healing path I am on. As always, with everything, this is my journey, and I encourage you to do what is best for your body and situation with love and an open mind. I've been healing a severe and malignant brain cancer for the past few years with natural medicine, Gerson therapy, and foods. It's working for me, and I'm grateful to be here sharing this journey with over 70,000 people worldwide. Thank you for being here, Belle." And this little comment got 277 likes, 27 comments, and meanwhile, she failed to appear for her fourth court appointment down in Australia. So it's quite the literary scan. And by the way, Penguin has ended up recalling and shredding the books, and they've also had to pay a penalty of several tens of thousands of dollars for aiding and abetting this scam. All right, a lot of you may be suffering from knee pain, and that's made you give up running. Or maybe you're concerned that, you know, as you age, all that running is just going to demolish your synovial membranes, and you'll end up hobbling, a candidate for a knee replacement. So they did a study on this. This done at Brigham Young University, BYU, out there in Utah. Headline, "Running actually lowers inflammation in knee joints. Running may also slow the process that leads to osteoarthritis." And this is reassuring news to me, who at 64, I still like to get out there and pound the pavement a little bit. And it's not that merciful here in New York because there's not a lot of soft tracks and greens to run on. But I'm knocking wood here. So far, so good, because my knees are holding up. And according to this study, this is published in the European Journal of Applied Physiology, a group of BYU researchers measured inflammation markers in the knee joint fluid of several healthy men and women aged 18 to 35, both before and after running. And what they found was that markers of inflammation in the synovial fluid, two cytokines decreased in the subjects after 30 minutes of running, suggesting that this is potentially great news, since osteoarthritis affects about 27 million people in the U.S., and no, running isn't going to grind your knees into powder, but hey, if you're in pain, pay attention to it, because it's not no pain, no gain when you're over 60. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.